is a podcast recording of The Nature of Things. This podcast was initially recorded May 9th, 2003.
The aftermath of winter is something every nature center staff has to deal with. Even after a mild winter, there is normally a great deal of debris, tree trunks, limbs, and litter, all evidence that heavy snow, ice, and winter winds do an effective job of pruning. Usually, most of this fallout, except for that which affects trails or exhibits, can be left exactly where it drops. After all, it is a time-honored phenomenon which can produce significant teachable moments. Periodically, however, ice storms, some of them actually waiting until spring is in process, will so devastate the woodlands that major cleanup campaigns are required. At that point, the problem of disposal becomes paramount, often requiring carefully worked out strategies. It isn't my purpose here to dwell on maintenance problems caused by winter. I'd rather emphasize the visible effects for you to ponder. One significant outcome of nature's pruning and logging is the loss of dead limbs that supported nesting and denning cavities. Left in place, these cavities are repeatedly reused. A good one might accumulate a long list of occupants. It shouldn't be presumed either that the limb's usefulness ends with its trip to the ground. A whole new cycle of life starts with a combination of moisture and chemical breakdown initiated at the contact between limb and ground. The endpoint, or the new beginning, depending on how you look at it, is reached when all semblance of limb or branch is gone, and the whole becomes a major ingredient of the soil. This consummates winter's contribution to future generations of plant and animal life. It is a strategy by which life on Earth is perpetuated. Another aftermath of winter this year can be observed in every sumac copse and blackberry patch. From 2.5 to 5 or 6 feet above the ground, the stems and canes have been girdled. From a distance, it looks like a white band had been painted across the whole patch. In places, a secondary band may appear closer to the ground. These represent the work of the cottontail, which uses the deep snow as a platform from which it can reach levels it never could from bare ground. As the snow waxes and wanes, the rabbit's lunch counter is elevated or depressed. No cottontail could manage a 2-foot expanse without the help of the snow. Meanwhile, the area covered by snowbank is the domain of the meadow vole, which burrows through the snowbank to seek out its own secluded dining room. If you examine the girdled bands and notice the relative fineness of the tooth marks, you can distinguish vole work from rabbit chewings. Another aftermath of winter is found in the flow of every brook and rill that forms in spring, nourished by the meltwaters from the snowbanks. 24 hours worth of snowfall may provide meltwaters for days as the snowbank gradually recede. The payoff comes from the fact that the spring freshet will normally recharge the water table before it accumulates a surplus to make its way downstream. As the runoff spreads over the flatlands, filling temporary ponds, gouges, and ruts, it provides a place where frogs, toads, and salamanders can fulfill their reproductive responsibilities. In just 8 weeks from its first rallying trill, the toad might witness the emergence of hundreds of tiny offspring, if it weren't for more important business back in the garden. Only a tiny percentage of the young will survive to find their own landholds. The hallmark of the natural community is change. Plant succession fosters parallel adjustments in animal inhabitants. Erosion removes the soil underpinnings from trees along stream banks and on steep slopes. Accumulation of eroded soil covers or chokes out established plants in lower elevations. We think of the winter landscape as a vast sleeping counterpane and presume that all real change occurs only during the growing season. But every winter landscape is a prep lab, where much that characterizes our growing season is in the works under the covers. Well, that's all I have for today. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.